Radhe Radhe, Radhe Radhe, Radhe Radhe. May 31st, 2020, Sunday Satsang. Someone asked, what is Swarup Chintan? Can we practice it? If yes, how do we do that? Kindly guide me through this. Swarup Chintan. Swarup Chintan has different levels. Chintan means to think about, contemplate, meditate on. And Swarup means my original form. So in the beginning, Krishna consciousness begins when we realize our Swarup, as explained by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rupa Shiksha, Sanatana Shiksha, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 20, verse 108, famous verse everyone knows, talks about the constitutional identity, the existential, ontological identity of every jivatma, living being, like us, human beings, animals, dogs, cats, fish, birds, monkeys, pigs, everyone. Jivara Swarupaya Krishnara Nityadas Krishnara Tatasta Shakti Beta Beta Prakash. So the question is asked is, what is Swarup Chintan? Swarup Chintan means to think of this verse, the translation of this. The constitutional position, the Swarup, means the Swarup Lakshana, the primary characteristic, the chief characteristic, the primary, the main characteristic of the living entity, of the jiva, you and me and all jivas, is that he or she is meant to be an eternal servant of Krishna. Jivara Swarupaya Krishna and Nityadasi. Why? Because we are Tatastha Shakti. We are marginal energy of Krishna. We're a manifestation simultaneously one with and different from the Lord. Like a molecular particle of sunshine or fire. So in the beginning we do Swarup Chintan, means to always remember Aham Brahmasmi. This is a Mahavakya. This is a Mahavakya of Advaitin philosophy from Vedanta. The Shrutis of Vedanta, they say, Aham Brahmasmi. I am spirit. I am a spiritual particle of consciousness. I am Chit Shakti. But the Vaishnava conception takes it one step further. I'm Jivatma, but my Swarup is I'm consciousness, but I'm a particle of serving consciousness. Jivara Swarupaya Krishna Nityadas. So in the beginning we identify, we have Swarup Chintan as different stages and different times of development of a devotee. So in the beginning everyone should do Swarup Chintan. We should always remember, should always remind ourselves and read about philosophy, especially Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, verses 10 or 11 through verse 30. Those are the Aham Brahmasmi verses. Explain the difference between the body, the temporary body, and the eternal sarvagata, nityasthana, eternal living entity. The difference between atma and body, soul and body, eternal living entity, me, and this temporary material body. Tino shrinyata dehi komaram yavanam jara tata dehantara praptir tirasata vimayati. So we have to always remind ourselves that the body and senses, due to passion, due to samskaras, passion, ignorance, the body and senses are always pushing us and competing for our attention, competing for our attention, our action, our feelings. So we always have to direct all of our attention, all our actions and feelings towards pleasing Radha and Krishna and serving Guru and Vaishnavas. Being on a spiritual platform, Sarup Chintan, to always be thinking about the Sarup, means we always be thinking about my spiritual identity. I'm Krishna Das, I'm Krishna Dasi. Is my eternal identity. But we also see that at Diksha, if one is initiated at Diksha, one gets transcendental knowledge from the Guru through the Diksha process, and he also becomes aware of a Sarup there also. A little different idea. We'll explain that from the Sandarvas. In Bhakti Sandarva, Anuchet 283, explains about Diksha. Shri Bhagavata Sambandha Vishesham Diksha Vidanena Shri Guru Charana Sampaditam. So Diksha is a wealth, is a Sampad, Shri Guru Charana Sampaditam, is a wealth from the feet of the Guru, which gives one, establishes a very special relationship with Bhagavan Shri Krishna, between the Jiva. Shri Bhagavat Sambandha Vishesham, Shri Guru Charana Sampaditam. He defines, he says, Divya Gyanam Kuryat Papasya Sankshayam Tasma Diksheti Saprokta Deshike Tavakovita. Now he describes that the Divya Gyan that comes with initiation. This is all part of Anuchet 283. Divya Gyana Srimati Mantra Bhagavat Srup Gyan Bhagavat Sambandha Vishesh Gyan. So it means the two types of divine knowledge are given by the Gopal, are given by the Guru when he gives initiation diction to Gopal Mantra. One is Bhagavat Srup Gyan and Bhagavat Sambandha Vishesh Gyan. So Bhagavat Srup Gyan means knowledge about Krishna's Srup, Krishna's form, name, form, qualities. And Bhagavat Sambandha Vishesh Gyan, Sambandha Vishesh means knowledge of Sri Krishna plus special knowledge of the devotees, disciples, special knowledge of the disciples, individual relationship with Krishna. So the Bhagavat, what is Divya Gyan? Divya Gyan comes in Srimati Mantra. Diksha Mantra, Gopal Mantra. Bhagavat Srup Gyan, Bhagavat Sambandha Vishesh Gyanam. And then we go ahead a little bit further in Bhakti Sandarva. It tells more specifically. This is in Anuchet number 312. 312 Anuchet. It says it talks about the Diksha Mantra. Yas Astadaksh is Kachit Astadaksh Astadash Akshara Dhyanam. It says Chai Ke Tadrisham Upasanam Sakshat Brajajana Sakshat Brajajana Visheshayeva Mayam Sri Guru Charananer Madhabhishta Vishesha Siddhyartam Upadishtam Vavayami Rajendra Nandanam Sevaman Evaso Iti Vavayanti. So, 283 spoke generally that Diksha, the Guru gives Bhagavat Srup Gyan and he gives Bhagavat, gives the Bhagavat Sambandha Visheshgyan, it means specific knowledge to the disciple relationship with Krishna. So that's his general. Now it becomes specific. So the Diksha mantras, the Gopal mantra, the Guru gives specific knowledge to the disciple. And this verse tells exactly what that specific knowledge is about your Yashodhaya. Translation of this statement. Chaikai tadrisham upasnam sakshat brajajana sakshat brajajana visheshyaiva mayam. Sri Guru Charanair Madhavishta Vishesha Siddhartham Ubhishtam Bhavayami. In such worship of the Gopal Mantra, 18 syllables, I meditate on the Gopal Mantra to develop myself as a direct and personal, specific person in Braj Lila that Sri Guru's lotus feet have instructed me in to attain the specific city I covet. So this explains Sri Guru Charanair. Sri Guru Charanair, that the Madhavishta Vishesha Siddhartham Ubhishtam Bhavaya. In other words, the Siddhadeya that I desire. So that means that Sri Guru Charan at Diksha, Sangurus, this verse supports the idea, even at the time of giving Gopal Mantra, the Guru can also give the Siddhadeya. He can give specifically, he can reveal. It says, Tadrisham, he can show Upasam, Sakshat, Rajajana, Vishesh, Vatmayam, unto me, Sri Guru Charanam. So the lotus feet of the Guru have revealed to the disciple a specific, a direct form of a Rajajana, resident Vrindavan, Madhavishta Vishesh, Siddhartham Vishesh. By worshipping his mantra, I'll attain that city. So this verse is used. This is verse 312 from Bhakti Sundarbha. Is used by Babaji's and Gurus to support the giving a Siddhadeya to the disciples to meditate on, along with the Gopal mantra. So now this question about what is Swaroop Chintan takes on a more exact form. So when a disciple by Sri Guru Charan, by the mercy of the lotus feet of Sri Guru, he's given Sakshat Brajajana Vishesh, he's given a unique and special form of a resident Vrindavan. In our case, it would be he's given a Gopi Sroop. He's given Ekadash Bhav, he's given initiation, 11 aspects of one's spiritual body as a Kinkari, maidservant of Radharani, to practice Rag Bhakti and Shringar Rati, Mother Rati of Raj. So now this is a little bit more refined and more developed, advanced concept of Swaroop Chintan. Swaroop Chintan is generically just meditating on my Jivara Swaroop, my Swaroop, my identity as a soul is to serve Krishna. Now I have a specific identity, Sakshat Brajajana Vishesh. So now Swaroop Chintan takes on a different form. It means to meditate and think throughout the day of one's Siddhadeya as a Mantri Gopi. When you're cooking, when you're cooking or doing puja or chanting, you're chanting in the identity and mood of a Mantri of Radharani. So this is the highest form of Swaroop Chintan. And by this form of Swaroop Chintan, one can attain perfection. We just had an article you can see on Mahanadi Swami official Facebook. It says Radhika's Dasis, the Abhiman of a Radhika Dasi, something like that. It's on their Facebook today. This is what I'm going to talk about now. And this is Anuchet Bhakti Sundarbha Anushe 304. This explains. This is verse 304. Dasavam Vasudevasya Sarvan Lokan Samudarit Tad Bhajana Priyasa Kela Tadrishat Abhiman Api Siddhir Bhavaditi. So that's pretty clear. What it means is Dasuham Vasudevasya Kevala Jusva Tadrishatva Abhimana Siddhar Bhavaditi. What it means is the Sanskrit Anuchet 304 Bhakti Sundarbha means just by having the attitude, it says Abhiman Siddhar Bhavaditi. Just by having the attitude, I am a servant of Vasudeva, one attains siddhi of perfection. So that's why it's so important if this attitude, this sruv chintan means to have the attitude, I am a servant of Krishna, the general, generic Krishnadas, Krishnadasi. Always maintain that mentality and that attitude and operating out of that and meditating like that and identifying like that and working and acting like that. Speaking like that, one will attain perfection, spiritual perfection in general, bhav, prem. But when one attains sarup siddhi, he attains an acquaintance with the siddhadeya, as Radharani's kinkari, then this chintan, sarup chintan takes on a specific form. I'm a servant of Radharani and Krishna and the Kunjas of Vrindavan. And then you attain that perfection just by maintaining that attitude. That's why it's so nice. The Guru gives a specific spiritual identity, skin, transcendental body color, and dress, and seva, and ornaments, and everything. And that's me. That's me eternally. My eternal, it's my sarup, unchangeable nitya sarup, which I've attained it. Stage of bhava and prema. So just by this attitude, abhiman siddhi bhavaditi, dasvam asudevas kevala jistha and jistha. If after thousands of births, a person develops the attitude of being a servant of Krishna Vasudeva, he can deliver the entire world. By this attitude alone, the abhiman alone, one attains spiritual perfection. What about the actual effort to serve Krishna? So this is an important point. Attitude, you know, it's, that we say is not what you do, it's how you do it that counts. The how is the heart. It's not what you do, it's the heart behind what. It's not what you do that counts, it's the heart behind what you do, it's the backing of what you do. Love backing of love, backing of devotion, backing of humility and surrender, submission. Dependence on Krishna at all times. Krishna is my maintainer, Krishna is my protector. Krishna is the cause of everything. He's my friend, he's my guide, he's my beloved, Sri Krishna. So we surrender to him and we surrender to Radharani. We identify. So the highest form of sarup chintan is the way to meditate on your sarup, which Guru gives you to meditate on. And that's the perfection of thought, perfection of meditation, perfection of contemplation. And that, if one lives with that contemplation, that conception of one's spiritual sruv, that's sruv, the one who attains sruv siddhi, one will attain perfection. Abhiman siddhi bhavaditi. For sure, certainly one will attain perfection. Nice question. Thank you, Jai Radhe. Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna, Jai Vrindava, Shri Govinda Gopinatha, Madana Mohan, Shama Kunda Radha Kunda, Yiri Govardhan.